Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, the BGE Radio Network. We've got a great guest joining us today here on our program, and we're going to let them introduce themselves, and we'll talk a little bit about why they are here. Go ahead and introduce yourself, my friend. Okay, well, apparently they're gone. And I think we've got our guest again. Go ahead and introduce yourself, my friend.
Hi, I'm really sorry about that, but I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Okay, well, our guest today, they're real sorry about that, and they're glad to be here. Go ahead and introduce yourself, my friend, so the audience knows who we're talking with.
I'm Celine Chenoy. I'm an author, podcast host, and life coach on topics related to personal development, self-esteem, productivity, and wellness. So, I currently live in Dubai.
Fantastic. Well, tell us a little bit about your book.
Well, Beauty Redefined is really a labor of love. It's deeply personal to me because, you know, I struggled with body image issues, and it really affected my confidence in all areas of my life. And as I worked through my own issues and, you know, I encountered the same patterns of struggle in my coaching practice, I realized that these insecurities that we face as women, you know, it reflects on a pervasive global epidemic. And I really felt the need to write this book for young girls and women to help them realize that beauty is so much more than what it shouldn't depend on just how they look on the outside. It's not just about how pretty you look or how slim you are, but the kind of person that you are. And that is really the core message of my book. And, you know, I speak about this from different perspectives. You know, I explore from a cultural, biological, and historical perspective, and kind of dissect how each one of these shape our perception of feminine beauty. And that's followed by some comprehensive solutions on, you know, what we can do both as, you know, as a society and what we can do on an individual level to redefine what it means to be a beautiful woman in the modern world. So, yeah, that's what the book is about in a nutshell.
We've got a great guest with us today. She joins us live here in our broadcast. Beauty Redefined is the topic. And an epidemic is plaguing younger generation. No cure is in sight. Selfies have emerged as the contaminant of a narcissistic era. The average millennial will take more than 25,000 selfies in their lifetime. So how come 80% of women admit that looking in the mirror makes them feel bad? According to life coach Celine Shelney, we need to stop the madness before it's too late. Now, talk to us why initiatives launched by Dove and CoverGirl to uplift women have failed at creating a lasting impression and are quote-unquote band-aid solutions to the problem?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, there have definitely, as you said, there have been a lot of initiatives that have been taken to uplift women and young girls. We had the Women's Liberation Movement in the 1960s, and we've had various media campaigns by, you know, as you mentioned, Dove. We've also had CoverGirl. We had Gillette, to name a few. And, you know, I believe that they have definitely helped, but they have failed at creating a lasting impression on the majority of the female population because it did not sufficiently empower women to internalize these messages and address the more complex underlying moral, educational, and cultural issues that are at play in the world. I mean, deep down inside, most women are still not convinced of the, you know, the validity of statements like beauty comes in all shapes, colors, and sizes, and all those, you know, slogans that these beauty empowerment movements possess. And none of them reflect on the reality that they witness in the world around them. And in some ways, they might be right. So I think that we need to, pay more attention to this phenomenon, and we need to take measures to deal with it on a more comprehensive and widespread basis.
We've got a great guest with us today. She joins us live here in our broadcast, Coast to Coast, Boulder to Boulder, TuneIn, iTunes, Radio Loyalty, and Stitcher with us today. A great guest. Media responsibility. Four changes the media can make to create a more welcoming and accepting society. Break it down for us.
I'm sorry, could you please repeat that? I didn't get your question.
Yes, indeed. We will do that one more time. Celine Chenoy with us today. She is our guest here on our broadcast here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio out of Atlanta, GA. The selfie epidemic. Why are women taking more pictures but hate the way they look? And media responsibility. Four changes the media can make to create a more welcoming and accepting society. Break it down for us, Celine Chenoy.
Absolutely. So, with the media, I recommend several shifts. I'm already seeing some of them come into play, which is really great. Now, first of all, I think there needs to be an equal representation of women from all races, colors, ethnicities, and body types. And I believe that we also need to give more exposure to women who accomplish impressive feats outside the world of glamour. So, there are a ton of women out there doing amazing things in the fields of business, education, sports, and science, and I believe that they need to be celebrated as role models, not just singers and models and actresses like we see out there in the mainstream media. And I also think that, we need to... I think it's really important that we start regulating TV commercials and print campaigns that tend to capitalize on the vulnerability and insecurity of women to make a profit. I believe that commercials and any media form, for that matter, need to use their platform responsibly to promote positive and uplifting messages that inspire women to live to their highest potential.
We've got a great guest with us today. She joins us live here on our big broadcast, Celine Chenoy. And she's with us today talking about selfie epidemic. Why are women taking more pictures but hate the way they look? Poor body image and low self-esteem, the detrimental influence this has on every aspect of a woman's life and how to help them realize they deserve more. Tell us more. Celine Chenoy with us today here on our broadcast. We have Selfie Epidemic, Why Are Women Taking More Pictures But Hate the Way They Look? She has a brand new book. It's called Beauty Redefined, Poor Body Image and Low Self-Worth, The Detrimental Influence This Has on Every Aspect of a Woman's Life and How to Help Them Realize They Deserve More. Tell us more.
I really think that this book will help the women out there because I believe that women are incredible assets to our society, and they play really important roles, and we can't afford to lose them because for this reason I feel like it's so important that we educate and empower them so that, they can be their best self and that they have a chance to contribute to make the world a better place. And I believe that the only way that we can begin that process of empowering girls and women is by changing the collective mindset of what it means to be a beautiful woman. Because this is really going to pay in huge dividends when it comes to shaping more confident, proactive, and responsible women. I'm already, as I told you, I'm already seeing some promising signs of that, but I feel like we still need to do a lot more.
We've got a great guest with us today. She joins us live, Celine Chenoy. She has Beauty Redefined. Also today, Selfie Epidemic, Why Are Women Taking More Pictures But Hate the Way They Look? Here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Tell us about tips and tricks for recognizing your unique brand of beauty, embracing your power, and making your mark on the world.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to do that. So in my book, Beauty Redefined, I recommend a holistic approach towards overcoming common blocks that prevent women from feeling positive about themselves and cultivating the kind of beauty that is genuine and real. And this approach involves all aspects of your being, your mind, your heart, your spirit, and body. And it is a pretty comprehensive model, but some of the key points include, having a more positive mindset and belief system, healing any past emotional trauma or pain, and I recommend doing it with a trained professional. Loving your body by giving it the nourishment and care that it needs to stay healthy, and living your life with a sense of purpose and passion. And in addition to removing these blocks, I suggest embracing a new perspective on beauty, which I call the True Beauty Principles. To make this new perspective on beauty easier to understand, I created a fictional persona of a woman who I call a true beauty. And there are 10 characteristics that define a true beauty. Now, I offer that as a freebie on my book website, which is beautyredefinedbook.com. So if your listeners want to know what those 10 beauty principles are, they can download that for free on the website.
We have got a great guest with us today. She joins us live here in our broadcast, Selfie Epidemic. Why are women taking more pictures but hate the way they look here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy? She's got a brand new book. It's brand new. It's called Beauty Redefined. Celine Chenoy with us today. The social media factor. Has this helped or hurt the way women view their looks and bodies?
Well, it depends on how girls and women choose to use these social media sites. I mean, what is populating the news feed? Who are they following? You know, for example, if a girl is following a bunch of Instagram models and she's only reading celebrity gossip columns and fashion blogs, then yes, it's definitely going to hurt her, especially if she's not conscious of the effect it might be having on her psyche. But on the other hand, if she's primarily using social media to stay informed about the world and kind of finding a way to contribute in some way, then it would be a good thing. So I think social media by itself, I mean, it's a neutral medium. It's just, it really depends on how you use it. The negative impact of social media can be avoided if girls and women are aware of these new ideals of beauty, which center on character building and making a difference. So when they have this kind of orientation towards life, they will use social media for more noble purposes. I don't think that social media is the bad guy. It can be used for good things.
We've got Celine Chenoy with us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, her brand new book, Beauty Redefined. Selfie Epidemic, Why Are Women Taking More Pictures But Hate the Way They Look is the topic. Igniting the Beauty Revolution, What We Need to Do as Individuals and as a Society in Order to Define, Truly Define, Our Obsession with Appearance.
So, yeah, as a society, we need to take steps to empower the modern day so that she feels whole, complete, and accomplished, even if she does not measure up to the perceived ideal of beauty that we see in the media, and to own her unique brand of beauty, because I feel like every woman has that unique brand, that unique kind of beauty about them. And, you know, I believe that we can tackle this by igniting a beauty revolution that addresses both on an individual and collective level. So, dealing it on an individual level, you know, that involves making concerted efforts towards bringing out an internal shift for older women by educating them on how they can, learn to cultivate a strong sense of self-worth and develop an identity that's independent of how they look on the outside. And on a collective level, we need to change the paradigm of beauty by instigating certain changes in our education system and the media, as I told you a little earlier. And we need to develop healthier standards of beauty that draws the focus from a woman's physical attractiveness to her accomplishments and her character.
We've got a great guest with us today. She joins us live here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, Celine Shenoy. She has Beauty Redefined, which is a fantastic, fantastic new book. Tell us about the writing process for Beauty Redefined.
Well, the writing process. I've always wanted to write this book, and as I told you, it's deeply personal to me. I struggle with body image issues, and I definitely faced a lot of challenges. It was a painful journey, but I discovered a lot about myself, and it made me so much more conscious and compassionate about this universal struggle that all of us girls and women face when it comes to finding our place in this beauty meritocracy and figuring out our sense of worthiness. And, you know, I realized that the road to self-love and acceptance, it's really filled with emotional minefields. And as I gradually realized this, I felt compelled to write this book in which I share my thoughts on this issue, and really it's my contribution towards this revolution of beauty, which I really hope will pick up momentum as more and more people become aware of the struggles that the majority of women face today when it comes to accepting the way that they look.
We've got a great guest with us today. She joins us live here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Celine Shenoy, she's with us today here on our program talking about Beauty Redefined. Tell us about the production process and what you hope the book accomplishes.
Well, I have high hopes for this book. As I told you, my objective in writing this book is to make young girls and women realize that beauty is not one-dimensional. It's multidimensional. You know, they should not just focus on enhancing their appearances. There's definitely nothing wrong with that, but the problem is, you know, when girls and women are just obsessed about it, how they look, that, and they kind of neglect the other wonderful aspects of their persona, that's when they really lose themselves in this process of becoming the incredible person that they're meant to be. And I really want as many girls and women to awaken to the fact that their value does not lie in their appearances. It totally depends on who they are as a person. What, you know, their character, their morals, their values, their talents, how they want to contribute to the world and make it a better place. So I really want to shift the focus of their identity from what they look like to the person that they are.
We have got a great guest with us today, Celine Shenoy, with us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. She has a great book. It is called Beauty Redefined, and she's with us today here on our program talking a little bit about this fantastic, fantastic book. Now, what kind of reactions have you been getting to the book so far?
That's a good question. For the most part, it's been positive. A lot of people have been saying that a book like this is much needed, and I've had a couple of men asking me to write a book specifically for the struggles that they face, because they're like, you know, we also face body image issues, you know. So I thought that was interesting. And there was another, there was one book reviewer, though, who said the book is a little depressing, but, I felt that she probably didn't understand the message that I was trying to get across to her, and once I clarified that, then she opened up to it, and she was able to really get in touch with the essence of the message that I'm trying to convey with the book. So it's been super so far, and I'm really happy about that. So happy that it's been well received, and I really hope that it reaches the hands of as many girls and women as possible, especially the ones that most need to read it.
We've got a great guest with us today. She joins us on the telephone here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Celine Shenoy, Beauty Redefined, is the latest from her. Now, give us the profile of the typical reader who's going to love your book.
The profile of the reader who would enjoy the book?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
I think, you know what, I think all girls and women, I think everyone out there is going to relate to it on some level, because at some point in a woman's life and in a girl's life, they have questioned their worth, and they've asked themselves, am I good enough? Am I pretty enough? They have looked in the mirror and said, there's something I don't like about myself. So I believe that every girl and woman can really benefit from reading this book, especially if they face it on, you know, more in, they feel it on a more intense level. If you're a parent, you know, I would recommend giving this book to your daughter. I really think that everyone can benefit from reading this book. And it's also fun to read. I speak about it from a historical perspective. You would learn how beauty is perceived in different eras in history. You also learn about how beauty is perceived in different cultures and different parts of the world. So you can also expand your general knowledge by reading this book.
We've got a great guest with us today. She joins us here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, Celine Chenoy. She's a life coach. She has a brand new book. It is called Beauty Redefined, and she's with us today here on the telephone to discuss this incredible, incredible book. Now, who's your target audience for this book?
Well, as I told you, all girls and women. Whoever can relate to this, whoever has those pain points where they're struggling with accepting themselves and where they feel that, you know, they need that extra support, that encouragement to really to discover their true worth, and that they need that push to become the person that they're meant to be and express their full potential. You know, I've written this book for them. I mean... Yeah, I've definitely written this book with them in mind.
We've got Celine Chenoy with us today. She joins us here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, the BGE Radio Network out of Atlanta, GA, and brand new, newly released book, Beauty Redefined. She's with us today here on the telephone. Now, why do you think that this book will appeal to readers?
Well, obviously I'm going to be a bit biased in responding to that question. I feel that this book is very different. You know, of course, I'm not the first person to bring this issue to light. There have been many, there have been other experts, there have been campaigns, and there have been even celebrities who have spoken out about it. But what's different in the approach that I've taken in Beauty Redefined is that I explored from very different angles, from a cultural, biological, and historical perspective, and I've combined that with really simple yet comprehensive solutions and tools that can help women when it comes to dealing with these issues of self-worth. And I've also, you know, looked at this whole phenomenon from a societal perspective and discuss about what we can do as a society to change this whole paradigm of beauty. So I believe that I put a different spin on this issue. Like, even though it's been talked about many times before, I feel like I'm looking at it from a very different angle. And that's why I think people would enjoy this book.
We've got a great guest with us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. She joins us live here on the telephone. Beauty Redefined is the latest from Celine Chenoy. She is a life coach, and she's with us today here on the telephone. This book, absolutely amazing. You've put a lot of time and effort into this. What is your particular writing style?
I actually, you know, I also have a blog called the blog is The Dream Catcher, and they can find that on thedreamcatch.com. And You know, I have a very, I think very, it's a very pure, because I'm a coach, I tend to have that coach-like tone where I feel like I'm talking to the people, and trying to make my writing as relatable as possible. But there's also a little bit of, you know, the scientist and the history buff in me that comes across in my writing, because I love history and I love cultural and cultural studies and sociology. So that kind of, you see elements of that in my writing. But, you know, I always make sure that, you know, at the end of every piece that I write, there is a motivational and inspirational element to it, and that my readers are able to take away something from what I've written, and which can help them improve and improve in some way in their lives. So yeah, I mean, I try to make sure that my writing is as inspirational as possible, and it offers constructive advice. And at the same time, you know, my readers will learn something new about the world.
We've got Celine Shenoy with us today. Now, before we let you go, how do we find you online and pick up your books and social media?
So you can download a free chapter and the True Beauty Manifesto, which I mentioned before, lists the 10 key characteristics of a true beauty. You can get that for free on my book website, which is beautyredefinedbook.com. And you can even visit my blog, as I mentioned, The Dream Catcher, thedreamcatch.com.
Fantastic. Well, I appreciate you making time for us today and coming on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been-